Nate joins us right now here on the Morning Drive with TK on ESPN 960. Thank you for spending some time with us here on what has turned into a great end season, great March Madness run for you guys.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's been a good season run, and we're hoping to keep it going.
Tell me about the disappointment. I guess you kind of knew going in. It was no secret. Pretty much had to win the West Coast Conference Tournament, and you played Gonzaga tough, and you've seen what's happened to them, how well they're playing at this time of year. So then you're just hoping for an opportunity, right? And then you get the two home games, and then you see St. Bonaventure lose that first night. And are you starting to say, hey, guys, we can do this? And it was a lot of fun when I went last time.
You're exactly right. Going into the conference tournament, we knew we had to basically win it all to get into the NCAA tournament, and that was our goal. And once we lost to Gonzaga after a well played game, and I think both teams really played well, and they just made a few plays down the stretch. Our goals were crushed, and I think a lot of guys were really disappointed. But like you said, we had another opportunity to keep playing, and even Coach Rose said, after the conference tournament, that going to New York, he said it was one of his favorite postseasons. It's a fun time. It was a fun run, and it is. This year we've had the opportunity to play. Three more games so far. We have a fourth coming up, and it's a fun time to play in New York in front of a big stage. Play on ESPN still, and we've had three quality points coming to the Marriott Center, and we've had three great showings by our fans, and it's been three just fun atmospheres, and the guys on the team just love playing together, and we're trying to play as long as we can. And we get one more game, and hopefully we get two more games left together. But right now not many more teams are still playing. There's only a handful of teams left playing in college basketball, and we're one of them. It's not the NCAA tournament, but we're still playing, and right now that's what matters most to us.
Exactly, and you're part of the common conversation here in the state and now nationally. I mean, there's, 12 teams left in the NCAA tournament. It'll be 8 after tonight, and then there's 4 in the NIT. So you're right, precious few teams, and you guys really played. Maybe at the end of the season there was some disappointing home losses where you guys maybe didn't play as well. I mean, the Gonzaga game was a well-played game. They came in, and again, you're seeing how well they're playing with a good team. So, but you guys closed really well with the three games against good competition. But I'm wondering, what do you remember about your trip to New York? Obviously the first thing is you're in New York, and then it's the Big Apple and all. It's kind of crazy, and then it's the Garden, which is a whole other environment to get used to, from the Marriott Center to Madison Square Garden. Talk me through what your first impressions were when you went to the NIT.
I remember last time we flew on Saturday, if I remember correctly. And then Sunday was kind of like our explore the city day, walk around Times Square. And I think we went to the 9/11 memorial. And so I remember that. I remember exploring New York. I've been to New York before.
Sure.
So I remember that. But then I remember, obviously Madison Square Garden is a, one of the most well-known, one of the most famous basketball venues that there is, and so it's a lot of history that it's there. A lot of greats have stepped foot on that court, and so it was neat being there. It was neat playing on a court that has so much history and significance in the world of basketball. We played a good Baylor team. A team that we actually had lost to earlier that year at Baylor. So we had confidence going in knowing we could beat them, and it was a good game, and a great game. And if I remember, I think the game was close the whole game, and mm-hmm. Down the stretch, this year, the game against Gonzaga, I feel like it was, it came right down to the end, and they made a few more plays. And so I feel like, our team this year is very similar to that year's team, and the fact that I think we have a great chance to go out and win it. We just have to make the play down the stretch. And I think we're learning finally, and I think fans are seeing that right now. At least that, you know, all the losses we've had, all the perhaps missed opportunities we've had this year, you could have, you know, I mean, almost all of our losses have been close. I think, you know, 9 out of the 10 losses this year have been by single digits, and, you know, many of them by, you know, 4 or 3 points. And I think, you know, this year we're in the NIT right now, we're learning to weather the storms of, you know, the game where, you know, when teams go on a, you know, an 8-0 run, you know, we're staying composed, we're staying together, and then we put together a run of our own. And every game so far, you know, teams that are, you know, not in the lead or has cut into our lead, and then we, you know, we stay composed and we fight back and we end up winning. And so I think we're playing our best basketball right now, and so I'm just excited to head to New York and keep playing.
Nate Austin, the BYU basketball starting center, joining us here on the Morning Drive with TK on ESPN 960, getting ready to head out to New York to the NIT semifinals and the fabled Madison Square Garden. I just want to know from a practical player's perspective, what's different when you first are in there dribbling the ball? And I don't know if the ice was down. Sometimes, you know, I've been there and the ice is down. It's cold because, you know, there's a hockey game coming up that night or something. I'm wondering, and the background, what's it like? What do you remember about the Garden as a basketball environment?
I actually remember it being really old. I'm not sure that's a good or bad thing. I remember it. I just mean it's, you know, it's been around for a while. They don't, I'm sure they don't want to destroy history. So they, I mean, it kind of has like an older feel. It actually kind of reminds me of when I was in high school. We visited the University of Duke. Kind of has the you know, the older feel to it. But I do remember, you know, I feel like on the, you know, I mean, the court, I feel like it's a little bit different. You know, the, I mean, the, it seems like the stands kind of go on forever a little bit. It's kind of, obviously, you know, I'm not sure if it seats more than the Merit Center or the Merit Center seats more, but, I just feel like, you know, just the, how NBA arenas are built. I feel like it, you know, it seems like the seats went on forever and they're, you know, in the dark and there's, you know, there's big lights on the court. And so, It kind of has like the whole, you know, like that, you know, the stage is set feel, where, you know, they're playing in front of the bright lights, like, you know, like they talk about. And I don't remember a whole lot, but I remember it being old, and at the end of the stands seemed to go on forever.
What's the most important thing? Obviously, the Marriott Magic carried you, but there is no more. You'll have a good contingent of fans, and obviously there's a BYU fans all around the world, so there'll be some support. But what's the most important thing you guys need to do? Because you won't have that, you know, sixth man giving you incredible support. I mean, more than 15,000 at the quarterfinal. I mean, it's crazy. What do you guys have to do to sort of manufacture maybe within the team that extra push when runs happen and you know, there's not going to be the crowd to carry you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the biggest thing is for us to be consistent. I think we can't, you know, go on these, you know, scoring droughts of, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and give up a, you know, a 10-12-0 run. A lot of times against the teams that are left, you know, it's going to be tough to come back from. I think, you know, as long as keep the game close, stay consistent, meaning, you know, just being solid on both ends of the floor, you know, giving 100% each possession. You know, if we feel like, you know, if they scored 4, you know, 6 straight points, we gotta buckle down. We gotta, you know, make sure we take a good shot on offense and get a bucket. You know, just keeping the game close. Cause I think our team's, you know, finally learning down the stretch how to close games, how to finish them off. And I think just, you know, being consistent on both ends. And I think, you know, then, you know, obviously we need big production from the bench. I think the starting five right now is playing really well. You know, and I think, you know, a guy like, you know, Zach Seljaas or myself or a Jordan Chapman, a guy come off the bench, you know, can kind of infuse some energy into the team, you know, when he comes in. And sometimes that's a big enough boost for us to go on a run and get a win.
What do you know about Valpo? Have you done a bunch of scouting yet, or is that still to come?
No, yeah, we'll talk about them more today. We talked about them yesterday initially, and they're actually, you know, a really good team that's won 29 games, a team that, you know, they thought, you know, for sure they'd be getting in the NCAA tournament. I think they lost in the first round of their conference tournament. So, but they have a a really good system. They play slow, kind of more of a St. Mary's paced game. A lot of pick and roll, a pick and pop. They have really four guys on the court almost at all times that can shoot it. Their four man is their best player. I think he averages about 19 and 9, 18 and 8